PI, the Partnership for Innovation and Education, is a nonprofit. And essentially what we do is we walk into school districts and into college universities, and we actually develop a curriculum hand-in-hand with educators and case partners. So a case partner would be a business or a nonprofit organization or community organization.
What is case-based learning? Can you give me a thumbnail description of what that is?
Sure. Case-based learning is based at Harvard University. If you were a lawyer or a doctor or a business person, you probably have done case-based learning. A case, essentially, experience-driven word problem, essentially. We give you a problem, and then you solve it. Our job is to create a challenge and to give you about 35 pieces of information, and in those information, you have to make a decision. So it's just like one big word problem, but having active learners versus passive learners, and your job is to solve the problem.
You're a Harvard Business School graduate. How does this approach translate to the elementary school level?
Sure. Well, just to let everyone know, this Straight A Fund was the first ever to actually deploy case-based learning in the K-8, both elementary and middle school demographics, public school students. Because of that, you know, we are getting a lot of press, and case-based learning essentially operates when I walk in with a partner like the 3M company or TriHealth, and we walk into students and say, this is the problem. Let's work together to solve it. And so our educators are all STEM-based educators, science, technology, engineering, math, and we meet all of the Ohio Department of Education STEM standards to teach these lessons. So the kids are learning their standards that they need to, but in an experiential-based way.
One of the interesting projects you've been working on is a partnership between Matisano's Gelato and Kilgore School, and they came up with a new flavor of gelato, Triple Chocolate Dare.
Yes, it's very exciting. They're one of our 18 schools. Matt Madison, the CEO of Matisano Gelato, came to us about a year ago, and he said, could I participate in something if an opportunity comes up? And so with Kilgore, we're working with the sixth grade students and with the math lead teacher, and they have developed a whole new flavor, again, using all those STEM concepts. You know, they're working with math and science. They're looking at flavors and chemistry. How do these flavors work together? You know, what's the net cost for all of these ingredients? What's the engineering throughput?
You have several community partners, from small businesses like Matisano's to huge corporations like Duke Energy. What do the adults say about getting advice from kids?
Every single one of our partners came into these relationships with extreme enthusiasm. I can tell you that everybody wants to be a teacher. Every one of us is a teacher. And so when you get either a large company or a small company or a arts organization to come in and say, kids, let's solve this problem, everybody wants to be involved. One of the end results of this case-based learning is the kids develop an app with Northern Kentucky University. And so each of our partners gets to put their name on that app. And I can tell you, I was just at the Cincinnati Art Museum, and I don't want to spoil the fun, but their app, I think, is going to be called The Art Heist. And it's going to be about learning more about Cincinnati artists.
How fun
and,
is that?
And, you know, what's valued at the higher rate. And you know, what might somebody want to heist if
right.
they want to learn more about Cincinnati art? And it's just an amazing app. And the proceeds of the app go back to the school district.
Out of the mouths of babes. You can find out how to get more information about the Partnership for Innovation in Education on our website at wnku.org under local news. Mary Welsh-Schluter, thank you. Good luck with the program.
Thank you.